a Sharknado, we might need to worry about a Lavanado. You hear about
a Lavanado?
Well, that's what I'm calling it. I don't know what the official name would be. I mean, a Sharknado is when you have a tornado full of sharks. We all know that, obviously.
And what's a Lavanado?
Well, that's when something like it's about to happen could happen. A major hurricane and an erupting volcano could be heading for a close encounter in Hawaii. Hurricane Hector became a Category 3 storm yesterday with 125-mile-per-hour winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Hector has a trajectory that could brush the southern coast of the Big Island of Hawaii on Wednesday morning. That would put the storm on a virtual collision course with a volcano there.
Ooh, yikes.
That volcano has been spewing lava from the current eruption for the past 3 months. So it's firing some lava up.
Yeah, no thanks.
So what happens when the volcano comes through? Does it pick it up and turn it into a Lavnado or Lavanado?
Ooh, I guess so.
Woo, that's not good. So hopefully everything will work out there, but they really don't know what could happen. They say at the very least that kind of a hurricane coming through could trigger more eruptions from it. I don't know if it could actually carry it anywhere, but it could. That pressure could kind of cause it to shoot off more goo.
Yikes.
I saw this and thought about Liv. The FDA issued a recall of more than 145,000 half-gallon cartons of potentially compromised product. The affected product is Blue Diamond Vanilla Almond Breeze Almond Milk. You drink any of that good stuff?
I'm not really a huge milk person.
All right, well, then you're good. But if you do, that's what they're saying. They accidentally somehow, in the process, mixed in some real milk into the almond milk. They kind of switched lines.
Oh, geez.
So only one person's reported to kind of have like a reaction to that. But I mean, if you're allergic to something,
yeah. Be
aware of that right there. Amazon Alexa, I know you're afraid of it, Alex. You think it's the government taking over. But
it is
actually something really cool they just came out with. I love this. They have a new feature that may scare off potential burglars. It's a way mode for the Echo smart speaker. What it does is it tries to trick potential burglars into thinking somebody is home by playing long audio clips that sound like kind of a real conversation that would be happening inside the residence. Users can ask Alexa to play away mode, and it will play recorded conversations like a frustrated mom explaining to her daughter how to assemble IKEA furniture over the phone.
Are the recorded conversations real conversations that you've had in your home fake?
No, that's what I'm saying. They're fake. These are like created, made-up things. Like, for example, a mom trying to explain to her daughter how to assemble furniture. Another one is two guys talking about what makes them unique because they want to start a podcast.
I'm telling you what, we get these robots too smart, they won't need humans anymore.
Oh, man. Well, that's already happening. All of our jobs are being replaced,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to have to get a new line of work. Let's see here. This is a great story about somebody just being nice and going above and beyond. A Walmart cashier in Burton, Michigan, saw a customer get turned away from the one of those in-store nail salons.
Yeah.
She took matters into her own hands and helped that woman. She got turned away because she has cerebral palsy, and I guess they were having a hard time like trying to put nail polish on her hands because
they
were shaking a lot.
Yeah, that would be difficult, yeah.
No, I guess I get that, but like, couldn't you work with the woman and obviously understand like it's not going to be perfect?
Yeah, maybe they were. Maybe with somebody, who knows? Maybe with somebody that just got out of cosmetology school and was nervous and didn't know how.
I guess we don't know the exact circumstance, but yeah, the woman got turned away because her hands shake quite a bit due to cerebral palsy. She said, "I just wanted to make her day special. I didn't really want her day to be ruined. That's why I did it."
Aww.
And plus, she's a sweetie. So together, the two picked out some nail polish in the store, relaxed in the seating area at Subway for a manicure. Harris has no qualms with the nail salon, but she hopes her actions inspire other people to treat people with disabilities the way they would like to be treated themselves.
So that's awesome.
It's just an amazing person right there. I hope they do something for her like that, because that's a good employee. I think people complain all the time about people don't work hard or terrible customer service. That would make me so happy if that was my sister or my mom that got help like that. Shout out to all my Amish people that's listening this morning. Listen to the Joe and Alex show. How
you
doing?
I don't think they listen on the radio.
Yeah, can they even listen?
I bet they can.
No, I don't think they do. They don't have anything that's electronics,
there's
right?
I think there's different like levels or denominations of Amish people. Sorry if I'm wrong about this. I'm just speculating, but I'm sure they have a radio somewhere.
I'll Google it. Can Amish people listen to the radio?
And then I want to know, what radio station do they listen to most? Like, are we anywhere up there? Or like Amish people more like NPR type? Or are they more like, are they into hip-hop music?
They don't
music?
Watch TV or listen to a radio.
But there's different types, though.
They do not fully accept the modern conveniences that their non-Amish neighbors take for granted. They use a battery power for lights on their buggies. That's about it.
That's what I'm saying. But you could have like a crank radio, could you not? Just crank it
doesn't,
up?
Doesn't say.
All right. This Amish man started his own Uber service with his horse and buggy. This actually happened in Michigan, too. An Amish man in Michigan started his own Uber service with horses and buggies. He charges $5 for a ride. He doesn't actually work for Uber, and passengers need to kind of wave him down with their hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he doesn't have a cell phone. So far, he said the service has been very popular, and people enjoy the stories he shared. shares with them.
That's amazing.
He's like, this weekend, me and Jebediah put a barn up.
That's amazing. Think you're really righteous? Think you're lifestyles of the fast and Amish.
All right, now we have to take it down a second and some sad news. On Friday, as the show is wrapping up here, in Tennessee, a train hit a truck. Nobody was injured or hurt, but it did spill thousands upon thousands of pounds of chicken nuggets.
What?
Yeah, 39.
Wait, this isn't sad. This is amazing. Free chicken nuggets.
No, they were all destroyed and ruined, Alex. They weren't edible after
chicken,
that.
Chicken, chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
I don't understand how the grossest person in the world, like, when it comes to food, like, you're so, like, grossed out by stuff. You're excited about, like, nasty chicken nuggets all over the road.
Scoop them up.
They were unbagged.
Scoop them up.
Just deep fry them. It'll kill everything off. 39,000 pounds of Tyson chicken nuggets. The emergency management agency posted actually on their Facebook. You can see that on the Need to Know News, news blog. Thankfully, like I said, a train and truck, nobody was hurt. And our final Need to Know news story today, kind of a local angle right here. This is interesting. For some Purdue University Fort Wayne students, school will start for them at the Holiday Inn.
Why?
No way.
Yep, the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette reports that housing requests are about 3% over capacity this year. So housing director Jordan Hogan says overbooking could be the result of recruitment efforts. Pretty much they're saying they don't have enough room for all the students in the dorms right now.
Oh my gosh.
So they're putting them, they're chilling at the Holiday Inn.
My little brother just graduated from there, so I bet he's glad he's done.
It says that they're going to work on this, and they're going to spend about $80,000, though, for hotel stays. They're saying that they should have this figured out probably in the next 2 weeks or so, because a lot of people register for campus housing, but then they don't need it.
What an expensive mistake. I bet somebody loses their job.
I doubt they'll lose their job. I mean, it's not
their just cost them $80,000.
But how is it their mistake if they had, like, the students actually registered? Because these are kids requesting housing.
Yeah, but they have to say, like, sorry, we're out.
Well, I think they always, like, anything just like a wedding, you always invite more people than you expect because not everybody's going to need it. Like, somebody's going to find a roommate, or they're going to go live in an apartment, stuff like that.
Or they're going to bail last second and not go to college.
Yeah, it's like, not even like, you're dumb. I don't need to go to college.
I honestly have stayed in tons of Holiday Inns. I like that hotel chain, but a Holiday Inn in West Lafayette, yikes.
Oh, come on.
I would not be happy. I would not be happy.
That right there is Joe's Need to Know News. Girls and her, I heard them whispering, talking about